Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Study of God podcast. This is episode number 50. I am your host, Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International. This podcast is designed to give you a basic understanding of God, the Bible, and Christian beliefs, if that is even possible. And I say that because God is so deep and the Bible is so deep, I believe we're just scratching the surface. But anyway, Dr. Dwight Pentecost said, "There is no higher activity in which the mind may be engaged than the pursuit of the knowledge of God." Let's start out reading the Word of God itself, as we should. Today's passage of Scripture is Psalm 34:8, as our chosen passage for today, for this podcast. "O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him." And that is so true. Today's study of God quote, or today's words from a theologian, are from Dr. Frederick Buechner. He said, "It is not the objective proof of God's existence that we want, but the experience of God's presence. That is the miracle we are really after, and that is also, I think, the miracle that we really need. We need a personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ." Our topic for today is titled, "How Do We Bear God's Image? Part 2, from Understanding Theology in 15 Minutes a Day," by Dr. Daryl Aaron. Dr. Daryl Aaron writes, "Third, the functional view suggests that the image of God means humans are given a function, rather than being something we are or something we have. The divine image is something we do. A clear strength of this view is that certain texts could be used to support it. For example, Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 28. God said, 'Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground.' So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, 'Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground.' The image, accordingly, is that of humans rule over. The image, accordingly, is that humans rule over, feel, and subdue the earth." This passage does indicate a close connection between the image and the responsibility, yet it does not necessarily equate them. Also, this view likewise seems based on something more fundamental about the being of humans, namely that we can do what God has told us to do because of who he made us to be, our being once again. So as we assess these views, clearly they all point out important factors about humans that set us apart from the rest of creation. But the relational and functional views seem to be based on aspects of the substantive view, the image of God, then apparently refers to those characteristics within humans that we share with God. How our being overlaps with His being. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we thank You for the gifts that You have given to the church, and how that You've given some the gift of teaching. And we thank You for that blessing. And we thank You, Lord, for what we are hearing and what we are learning. And Lord, help us as believers to repent of our sins, to confess our sins, to turn from our evil ways, and live up to what Your holy word tells us. For Your glory, praise, and honor, in Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Beloved, before we close, I want to remind you that while it is important to engage in the study of God, it is far more important that you have a relationship with God. I fear that there are many people who will die knowing a lot about God, but not really knowing God. You don't want to be in that number. If you do not yet know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you want to get to know Him today, here's how. Accept the fact that you are a sinner, and that you have broken God's law at some point in your life. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, dear friend, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell right now without Jesus Christ. If He is not your Savior, that's where you're headed, according to the Scriptures. In fact, Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear Him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states very clearly in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Yes, I know, dear friend, this is bad news, but I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ said Himself in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world," that includes you, because if you are still living in this world, God loves you. So for God so loved you that He gave His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever, that word whosoever means anybody at any time, that includes you, believeth in Him, trusts in Him, has faith in Him, Jesus Christ, should not perish in a place called hell, but have everlasting life in heaven. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with Him in heaven. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and He will. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says, "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart, your heart, that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, Whosoever believeth on Him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon Him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Dear friend, pray and ask Him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and He will. Until next time, my beloved, may God bless you and keep you until we meet again.